In 1986, I spoke with Gayon Wilson, whose work is also included in the new collection, The Complete Cartoons of the New Yorker. Many of his cartoons have a macabre and ghoulish sensibility, inspired by horror movies and science fiction. He was also influenced by the late New Yorker cartoonist Charles Adams. I asked Wilson to describe some of his early cartoons.
There's this fellow, and he's in a cannibal pot. He's being cooked. And he has an evil look on his face, and he has a bottle of poison, and he's pouring the poison in the water he's being cooked in, and that was one. And then, let me see, there was one where there's this little kid, and he's with his father, and they're in a snowstorm, and there's this dead bird on the snowbank with his feet in the air, and the little kid's pointing at it, and he says, "Look, Daddy, the first robin," that kind of stuff. It was very much in keeping with what I do today.
Another theme that recurs in your work, and there's a wonderful chapter on it in your new book, is childhood fears, and especially some of the really irrational ones that we all have. I'd like to go over some of those with you and see if you had them and where you think they came from. The toilet monster is really one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Could you explain the toilet monster?
The toilet monster is... If in the middle of the night you have to go to the bathroom, you have to be very careful because there is this thing who lives down in the works underneath there. All plumbing is a source of great peril and danger because it goes from the known world into the unknown depths there, and that's why we have all these things about. Snakes coming into the bathtub via the drain, and we know, of course, about the crocodiles and the sewers and all that sort of stuff. But there's also this thing, which is somehow associated with the toilet. It's down there. And at night, if you flush the toilet, you're liable to waken it, and it may come up and get you. So you have to flush it and get the hell out very quickly.
Were you really worried about that?
Well, thank God I wasn't. This was something that I heard from somebody else. But a lot of the other ones.
Making a face. What's going to happen if you make a face?
Making a face. If you make a face and somebody startles you, like you get slapped in the back, or there's an explosion or backfire, something like that. You've got to watch out because it might freeze on your face forever. So you'll have for the rest of your life. And then there's a lot of stuff happens is because parents don't understand and make you do things that are obvious, they're fatal. I mean, like eating cherries with milk. Every kid knows eating cherries with milk or something else. It depends on the region and so on. There are various combinations of food which are fatal. And parents don't understand that. And they make the kid do it anyhow. And the kid does it because he's a good kid, and it kills him. And the parents feel very bad because they've done it. But that's life. That's the way it goes. That's part of growing up. And there's also stuff like trying to cope with the mysterious areas. Like if something falls down into a drain or something, like a ball or a dime rolls down, don't reach into the thing with your bare hands because... something may get it, you know, your fingers or the whole hand and pull you in or something like that. There's no safety if you're a kid anywhere at all.
Did you draw little monsters in the margins of your notebook?
I did indeed. And I had a strange experience in that I went through some stuff that from the family. My parents are dead, and there was a bunch of stuff there. And there was one box which had... these drawings I'd done as a little teeny bitsy kid, and they were pre-literate. You know, I was really a little itsy bitsy, and they're monsters. You know, they're all kinds of stuff like that. And there's one, I remember one has in a mother's loving hand. It says, "A strange monster come to kill us all." And so, I was doing that kind of junk way back then.
Cartoonist Gayon Wilson, recorded in 1986. His work is represented in the new collection, The Complete Cartoons of the New Yorker.